All right, all right, all right. This is Dr. Nichols with the inspirational message of today. Again, this is Dr. Nichols with the inspirational message of today. Listen, I want to go straight into it today, but this morning I got a praise that I was talking with a friend of mine this morning, and they were singing this here, and I just want to sing a little bit of it. Thank you, thank you, Lord, and thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so you've been so good, and you've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. You made a You made a way. You made a way. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, guys, listen, we're going to go straight into it this morning. We're going to go straight into it. Listen, I got 6 points for you. But today's topic is so powerful. Listen, God will give you strength that weights can't give you. God will give you strength that weights can't give you. What do I mean? See, sometimes we're so consumed by the physical. We want to look good. We want to smell good. We want to dress good. All of those things, they're important. However, when life happens, you can't pick up a 50-pound weight and expect to just throw it at life and things just get better. You can't just pick up 250 pounds of weight and throw it at life and expect things to just bounce back in place. But the strength that I'm referring to is the strength that God has given all of us through His Spirit, through His powerful Spirit. I got both of those mixed up. Through His powerful Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. When we have the strength that God has given us, every situation that we go through, we will come out victorious. Every situation. You will no longer have a victim mentality. And let me speak on that real quick. A lot of y'all have the victim mentality, woe is me, what about me, and this and that. That's a you problem. That's not a they problem. That's not a my problem. That is a you problem. What do I mean by that? We have to stop with the blaming game of everybody else has done us wrong. But you've done some wrong in your own life to cause some of those things. And the only way that you're going to be able to be strengthened is that you give it over to God and allow God to show you how to become victorious versus you having a victim mindset. There are 6 points that I want to give you. Again, the topic is God will give you strength that weights can't give you. Point number one is so important. Exercise your faith in the most difficult times in your life. Exercise your faith in the most difficult times in your life. We got to get out of not exercising our faith. We got to stop thinking we're going to take the easy way out. We got to stop thinking that everything is going to be just given to us. We got to stop thinking that we can snap our finger and things happen. We got to stop thinking with a microwave mindset. And we got to learn to exercise our faith. And that includes you waiting on God. Next move, waiting on God. Next assignment, waiting on God. Next connection, waiting on God. Next disconnection. Exercise your faith in the most difficult times in your life. Point number two, prepare your heart to be filled with God's desires for you. Prepare your heart to be filled with God's desires for your life. What do I mean? Scripture that we always use out of context. God will give me the desires of my heart, nor he's not going to give you nothing that you want. He will put the desire in you for you to desire him to fulfill that particular purpose. That's what that scripture means. So do not get it twisted and act like because you desire something that God just going to jump and give it to you. He puts the desire in your heart for you to desire him to execute everything that he has for you concerning you. Point number three. A lazy mindset can never be strengthened to see in the spirit. A lazy mindset can never be strengthened to see in the spirit. What do I mean? Because see, sometimes when we walk in religion, we think that we could just name it and claim it, call it and haul it, stab it and grab it. Not so. You can name all you want to. At the end of the day, if God didn't put that desire in you and it's not his will, you can name what you want, but you're not going to be able to claim absolutely nothing that is not rightfully yours. So again, a lazy mindset can never be strengthened to see in the spirit. Point number four, God's love for you gives you victory in every battle. God's love for you gives you victory in every battle. Stop taking on things that's not even your responsibility. Stop taking on everybody else's battle. Stop taking on things that you know that is causing you to be stunted in your growth and moving forward in things that God has for you. Get out the way and allow God to move in and to take over the situation and allow him to lead you to victory. Point number five, consistency is your worship and praise to God in his power. Consistency in your worship and praise to God in his power. So in other words, you get filled and fueled through your praise and your worship to God. And your praise and worship looks totally different than the next person. And don't let nobody tell you that there's a right or wrong way for you to worship God in spirit and in truth. God says that he who worships me must worship me in spirit and truth. That's how you worship God, not the way everybody else wants you to do the theatricals. You do it the way God told you to do it. And I guarantee you, you'll have the result that God has for you. Point number six, stay focused, not in your feelings. Stay focused, not in your feelings. I'm going to say that again. Stay focused, not in your feelings. There's a lot of people staying in their feelings. That's why they can't stay focused. Come on, somebody. See, a lot of y'all are in your feelings because you know that when God is trying to take you somewhere, he's going to have to make you uncomfortable in order to get you to comfort. See, sometimes you got to go through to get to the next level. Some of y'all don't want to go through nothing. You just want to sit and you want things to be handed to you as though that you are deserving of those things. You may be deserving of some things that you work for. You may be deserving of some things that God has called you to. You may be deserving of some things because God has ordained it. But you do not get an opportunity to sit and say, oh, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. Let me explain something to you. What you don't work for, don't you expect nothing in return for that. You don't work. The Bible says a man don't work, he don't eat. So at the end of the day, God will give you strength that weights can't give you. This is Dr. Nichols signing off, and I hope you all are enjoying these podcasts. Be blessed, but never stressed.